U.S. Navy releases video training sailors to use right pronouns, not misgender colleagues. By Joshua Klein on June 22, 2022. A newly released Navy training video teaches sailors to use the right pronouns, show that we're allies, and create a safe space for everybody, while instructing service members on how to proceed after having misgendered someone. The official U.S. Navy video posted by Air Force Staff Sergeant John Vannucci, according to the Defense Visual Information Distribution Service, DVIDS, begins with two rainbow-clad hosts, both Navy civilians, introducing their personal pronouns and announcing they are there to talk about pronouns. Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity, one host says. It is a signal of acceptance and respect. In order to go about creating a safe space for everybody, the host suggests using inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, "Hey, guys," you can say, "Hey, everyone," or, "Hey, team," he says. The other host then explains another way that we could show that we're allies and that we accept everybody when she suggests including pronouns in our emails or when introducing oneself. If one has misgendered another, she continues, correct yourself and move on, or you accept the correction and move on. The clip is apparently part of the Naval Sea Systems Command Inclusion and Engagement Council's diversity team, which created the video series called NAV Speaks to highlight diverse voices and perspectives in 5-minute clips. In response, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, radio host and former deputy assistant to former President Trump, called it the Navy's latest woke propaganda. What happened to our Navy? He asked in another tweet. Here's an idea: fire everyone in the Navy who puts pronouns in their email signature and focus on how to be better at war, wrote Republican Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw. For God's sake, stop this stupidity, he added. While China is building the world's largest navy, including the launch of a supercarrier last week, hashtag Democrats focus on hashtag gender studies and hashtag CRT training for our military. China must be petrified, wrote U.S. Representative Billy Long, ARMO. The clip comes amid nationwide attempts at pandering to the LGBTQ+ community since the start of Pride Month. Earlier this month, the U.S. Marine Corps shared a celebratory image of a Marine helmet featuring rainbow bullets. The United States Air Force tweeted out a graphic with the hashtag #CelebrityPride and a female airman saluting with rainbow colors on her hand to celebrate the beginning of Pride Month. Happy Pride Month. We are the best #USAF by leveraging the diverse backgrounds and strengths of each member of our total force. We are committed to making the #AirForce a place where we all can reach their full potential. #Pride #PrideMonth, the tweet read. The Space Force also tweeted out a Pride Month message. Major General Leah Lauterbach spoke on how the LIT is working to change policy, change minds, and create opportunities for LGBTQ+ members of the military during an interview with At Air and Space. #Pride Month 2022, the branch said, including a link to an article on the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum's website. LIT stands for the LGBTQ Initiative Team, a working group formed last year by the Air Force and the Space Force. Lauterbach is the director of LIT. Last year, Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Harker released a memo outlining his efforts to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, in the Navy. The memo was intended to serve as a framework for ongoing DEI efforts in the Navy and directed the Chief Diversity Officer of the Navy, Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Manpower and Reserve Affairs, Kathy Kesmer, to lead a strategic planning team and develop an action plan to promote DEI. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.